We got to get working now. Let's go. Hey, first.
Live from the AM 1300 The Zone studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Friday Night Countdown. Everything high school football in Central Texas. Let's get to it. Here's your host from Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. I'm Russell Dowden, your host, publisher and editor of Texas Sports Monthly. Joining you tonight, my editor Steve Ryan, the Red Raider, joining us.
Horns down!
No, that's flagrant. That's a flagrant this week. You can't horns down my Longhorns.
I'm joking.
You get thrown out of the game for that.
15-yard penalty. My bad. Off to a bad start.
Player ejection.
We're kicking from the 20. Kicking from the 20.
We are going to be talking about that rivalry in the third segment tonight on the Friday Night Countdown. Of course, the Longhorns traveling to Lubbock this week to face your
Tortilla Tech.
Tortilla
baby.
Factory.
Tortilla Tech.
Tortilla Tech this week. With the Longhorns, we'll talk about some injury updates in that game in the third segment tonight, but glad to be back this week. Great matchups. We're week 11 in the Friday Night Lights.
Final
week.
This is it. Do or die for some of these teams. Playoffs start next week. Everyone's trying to get the best seed possible or just trying to get in the playoffs at this point.
Yep, it's the race for the playoffs with a lot of action going on tonight. And then the playoffs do start on Thursdays next week, too. There's some games that will, in the first round of playoffs, they'll have some Thursday night action as well as some Friday night action.
Don't really know the matchups yet. The only one for sure, Hayes will be playing at Judson. That is a certain matchup. Hutto will be hosting McCallum, more than likely. And then, the 13-6A versus 14-6A games aren't completely set in stone yet. But I think Hendrickson might be playing at Cypress Ranch next week. A very interesting first-round matchup. Hendrickson is a team that they're going to be the 2 seed in Division 2 behind Vandegrift. Man, they're a dangerous 2 seed, with that defense. And
Vandegrift's got an interesting game tonight. I saw that.
They got Stony Point.
Yeah, Stony Point's a 7-win team, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Stony Point, they're one of the teams kind of on the outside looking in going this final week of the mm-hmm. playoffs. They're going to need to beat Vandegrift and then have Round Rock lose to Vista Ridge. Both those things seem kind of unlikely, but come on, Stony Point, let's get it done.
Just like Maynard, let's go. Maynard has a chance.
Yeah. Well,
to get into the third spot, right, in that district.
Yes, they could actually get all the way to the second spot in the district.
We'll get into that. Maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
No, third. Sorry, just third. Yeah.
The third spot. Because that's Cedar Park.
Cedar Park plays at Maynard tonight. Hutto's already won that district, but the second, third, and fourth seeds are all going to be figured out tonight. It's been Cedar Park, Georgetown, and Maynard. If Cedar Park beats Maynard, very simple. Cedar Park second, Georgetown third, Maynard fourth. If Maynard beats Cedar Park, it'll depend by how much with how the teams get seeded. What I got is if Maynard wins by 9 or more, it'll go Georgetown second, Maynard third, Cedar Park fourth. If Maynard wins by less than 9, it'll be Georgetown second, Cedar Park third, Maynard fourth. Interesting game there, though. I mean, Cedar Park, obviously not the same team they were last year, but I still love the wide receivers they got. Carson Neal, Brandon Breed, Will Adoye. Adoye is the future for these guys out wide. The junior, he has 23 catches for 428 yards and 2 touchdowns. 6'4", had 4 catches for 97 yards and a score against Hutto. And then with Neal and Breed, too, Neal has 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns already this year. And Breed is averaging 100 yards and a touchdown and a half a game in just 6 games this year. So Maynard's going to have some trouble stopping that passing attack. Maynard, I'm a little disappointed in, man. We were talking 2 weeks ago. They had the game against Georgetown. I was hyping up their defense, how physical they were. And it's not that they just got beat by Georgetown. Georgetown beat Maynard playing Maynard's game. They grounded them,
the ball.
That was a little tough to see. But, yeah, so they had a tough loss to Georgetown. They gave up 231 yards and 4 touchdowns rushing in that game. On 42 carries. I mean, Georgetown, they just decided to run the ball 75% of the time that game. 42 runs, 14 passes. And then last week they lost to Hutto, obviously expected, 65-35. But you don't want to give up 340 yards and 7 touchdowns on the ground. That's not something you like to see. Cedar Park is a team, though, that's really struggling in the run department this year.
Yeah, they're led by that sophomore quarterback, Hernandez.
Yeah.
And Coach Abseck made his switch after second or third week. Was that an injury call?
Well, he was actually he was switched in the second quarter of their first game.
Oh, wow.
And then they kind of, I guess they gave Fiala a second chance.
Okay.
And then there was an injury, and then Hernandez
just
kind of became the starter.
Okay.
But yeah, Cedar Park, you know, look, they're more they transformed quite a bit over the last few years. They're a team that 4 or 5 years ago, it was, you know, pride themselves on defense and physical football. Mm-hmm. And they've moved to more of an aired out philosophy on offense. But, like, you can still do better than this. I mean, Cedar Park is averaging 3.5 yards per carry. Like, you can still be an aired out team and do better than that. And you need to do better than that. And I think it's one of the things that's really been keeping the Timberwolves. They're still having a good year. They have a chance to finish 7-3 with a win tonight. But something that doesn't bode well for this matchup with Maynard.
Well, and also just want to caveat mention out there, this month's Texas Sports Monthly has some couple of good articles there on Cedar Park, and those kids out there are hungry for a playoff stretch again. You know, they don't. The hard part for them is over, having had to face.
Oh, it was a tough district. It was a brutal district, and they really loaded the non-district schedule too. I mean, this whole thing was a grind for them from the start, but. You know, playoffs, you know, it's a new season. It's a new season once the playoffs start.
Yeah.
And these guys, they expect to win. You know, they grow up, you know, getting that into their heads. You are Cedar Park. You win championships. So here it goes. It's the playoff. Time to get it done.
Well, we'll see where they end up in faith and get placed in the playoff rounds. Again, and we mentioned earlier in the year, Steve, that the last time Coach Hapsig started off a season as 0-2, they won the whole thing in 2012. So just can't count those guys out no matter what. Let's jump over to that interesting game with Dripping Springs.
Well, LBJ Seguin.
Oh, Seguin, yes. LBJ, that's right.
Dripping Springs isn't involved in this, though. So Seguin beat Dripping Springs 2 weeks ago in overtime, a very dramatic game, 42-39, to put Seguin in first place in District 11-5A Division One.
That was for the lead in that district.
And what a shocker. I mean, Seguin, they hadn't made the playoffs, I think, since like 2007 is what I read.
Oh, wow.
And now here they are, you know, they're going for the district crown, you know. And I'm not going to get too much into them because they're more of a San Antonio area school than an Austin school. But just put it this way, right? They lost their first two games, started off 0-2, 7 in a row since. They are hot, scored 40 points or more in each of their 7 wins. In that win against Dripping Springs, they racked up 622 yards and 31 first downs. I mean, moving the ball.
Wow.
Get those chain. I mean, that chain crew went to work
in
that
game. Are they running the ball, Steve?
They do both. I mean, they run and they pass. Perales is the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's really smart. I mean, I had him completing 70% of his passes when I was looking at it the other week.
Mm-hmm.
That is remarkably efficient. And but if he needs to go off script, he can do that too. I saw some highlights in the Dripping Springs game last week. He was doing a little running around. But so anyways, they got LBJ. So here's the situation here.
Both teams are 7-2.
Yeah, both teams are 7-2. But in district, we got Seguin at 6-0, and we got LBJ at 5-1.
Okay.
And Dripping Springs is at 6-1. Dripping Springs is already in. They won last night. So if Seguin wins, they're the outright district champions. They get the 1 seed. Dripping Springs 2, LBJ 3, McCallum 4. But if LBJ wins, then you got a 3-way tie, and everyone's beating each other once, so it comes down to point differentials. So what I got here is if LBJ wins by less than 10 points, I think is what I got. You got Dripping Springs will take the top seed, Seguin second, LBJ third.
Right, okay.
If LBJ wins by 10 points or more, Dripping Springs will still be the top seed, but it'll be LBJ moving to second, Seguin into third. So you know, not only does Seguin want to win this thing outright, because that's
what
you want
to
do.
They need to win by plus 10.
Yeah, well, no. They just need to win. They just need to win to win the ones. But not only does Seguin want to win this thing outright to win win the district outright, not share it. I mean, who likes sharing things?
We don't
like sharing things in sports.
Can't share this.
No. They want to win that. But also seeding. You know, they want to get that 1 seed or, you know, at least the 2 seed, because the top 2 seeds get home field in the first round
that's
of the playoffs.
Right.
And this district
big
will
game.
Go up against a San Antonio district, which has some pretty good teams, Kerrville, Tyvee, Medina Valley, Alamo Heights, and Bernie Champion are the four mm-hmm. playoff teams in the district that LBJ, Seguin, and Dripping Springs will match up with. That seeding in that district, though, is still very much undecided, so okay. I'm not going to get into actual matchups there. But, yeah, you want to get a home playoff game, man.
Yeah.
You want to get a home playoff game.
Huge game tonight.
Yeah, one thing that's great about this is no matter what happens, Dripping Springs is playing at home next week. So you know what we're going to eat next week?
Catfish! We'll finally get to cover a drip. We I'm haven't so done excited. That yet this year.
We've talked about the Dripping Spring catfish.
We have talked about the catfish week. Since you know week one.
You know what the thing is, though? It's not just the catfish. It's also the hush puppies. They give you hush puppies. And I don't know if you're into hush puppies at all.
I can do some hush puppies.
I, you know, funny enough, I didn't grow up eating a lot of hush puppies. It wasn't something my parents made for me a lot, you know? And so whenever I go there, I get the hush puppies. I'm like, dang, man.
Do they do onion rings out there, too?
Don't think so.
That's all right. They got that fried catfish.
Fried catfish.
Looking
baby.
Forward to that. So we will take a road trip next Friday down there for that game, whomever they're playing.
Yeah, so but back to LBJ Seguin. I mean, LBJ, you know, they're looking to win this game. Their lone loss in district play was to Dripping Springs, 52-35, in a game that actually wasn't that close. They were getting killed, and they kind of had to made it more respectable in the final period. Their other five district wins, though, have come by combined score of 312-7. Yeah, yeah, my lord,
that's awful.
Their defense is led by Tulsa commit Ondoy Johnson. He is a cornerback. Excellent in coverage, but also brings the lumber in the run game. Not afraid to tackle. He's a physical player. He's not Deion Sanders. Okay,
he can tackle.
Yeah, and then they got a 6'2", 305-pound defensive lineman in Devin Jones and Josh Jackson at linebacker, who led the team in tackles last year. Their defense statistics for this year are kind of incomplete, so I don't exactly know if he's lead team in tackles again. Probably is. Maybe not. I don't know.
So that one. LBJ, if they score plus 10, though, they put themselves in second with a home game.
Yes, yeah. So if they win by more than 10, that's what they're looking to do. And if they just win, again, they shared your title. You know, you still get a trophy if you share one. So yeah. LBJ, again, you don't want to share it, but if you have the choice of sharing it or not having it at all, LBJ can get a little trophy out of this. And that's always nice. You put you hang up after the game. Yeah, we won. You know, put in the trophy case.
Well, definitely LBJ, the strongest team out of those old Austin 25-5A teams. And they brought they moved that district alignment, and they brought in Seguin and Dripping in.
Yes.
In that district. And LBJ just seems to be the stronger of the team of those old Austin schools, being Travis and Crockett and Lanier and
right.
Reagan.
And, you know, McCallum too. McCallum was a little down. I mean, they were the story last year.
Yeah, they were.
You know, getting all the way to the state semifinals, but this year just not the same team. They're still gonna make the playoffs. They got the 4 seed, but not the same team as they were last season, which is hard to do year to year.
And just shout out, my Lanier Vikings are playing Reagan. In the old days when I was a young man at Lanier High School, if Reagan played Lanier, that was a big game, man.
You want to go in the time machine, Russell?
Flashback 1990, Reagan. Nelson Field, Lanier Vikings. We probably got killed. But those were good games back in the old days, Steve. And I know you graduated Westlake, but those games, man, it's amazing how things have just changed over the years.
New Austin, man. My Californians like me came and ruined it, you know? Did you know that I'm actually I was part of the first wave of Californians to move to Texas and ruin everything, yeah.
No, I did not know that. Now I'm going to throw a shoe at you. All right, let's go on to just a couple of other games. Are we done with that?
Yeah, let's go to Giddings LaGrange. Big game in the small school. We got District 12, 4A, Division 2. Winner will take the top seed there. These are two teams that love to run the ball and love to play defense. Mm-hmm. You know, the old school football. Giddings has a running back named Jadarius Johnson. For LaGrange, it is a sophomore named Matthew Johnson who has really taken over their ground attack. And then defensively, Giddings giving up 20.2 points per game, LaGrange giving up 14.8. Big game there. Also, Caldwell-Smithville will play for the final playoff spot in that district tonight.
We'll touch a little bit more on that game, those games, and some other games here. Also, Temple has got an interesting thing going on Temple tonight.
We'll get into that.
Our buddy Rick Epstein texted me on that earlier from High School Fan Magazine, and so I'm going to touch on that. And then we got Coach's Corner here after the break. And so we'll talk a little bit about Leander Glenn.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
So we'll more up ahead here on the Friday Night Countdown. We'll be right back. AM 1300, The Zone.
Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football, specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com. Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit Jason'sDeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great-tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly. G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented, science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy, train like a champion today.
The Coach's Corner.
You're gonna learn today.
Sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
This is Steven Ryan. This week I got Rob Schoenfeld of Leander Glen. Coach, first-year varsity programs don't typically win district titles. Was winning a district title honestly the goal for y'all going into the season? And what has been the key to your team's success in this inaugural year of varsity football?
Winning a district title, per se, was not necessarily a goal. I mean, we've talked about qualifying for the playoffs from the beginning. You know, our biggest reality, no matter what our goals are, is that as far as we're concerned, every day we've just got to go out and be successful to give ourselves a chance to be successful on Friday. So that's our main goal today, Ryan. I'll be real honest with you. It's win and not worry about anything else.
The year has obviously been pretty successful so far. What do you think has been the key to the success despite the frustrating loss to Marble Falls?
You know, we've had high expectations, and I think our players, our school, our community has bought into that, and it's a situation of why not us? Prepare and develop yourself as high of standard formula as you can and let the rest fall into place. That's, you know, having high standards and not accepting that as we build this thing that it is predetermined that we need to be bad until we're old enough, you know, 5 years down the line to be good. We just never really bought into that. And we've done a good job most of the season. You know, I think going back to what I originally said about winning just today and worrying about that, we've had high standards and we've attempted to instill a belief that that is possible. But that's really attained through trying to win every day and preparing in a championship way every day. So big picture, yeah, we've had high standards. Small picture, real life, it's do what you can today and get better.
All right, Coach, that's all we got, man. Thanks for coming on and good luck on Friday.
The Coach's Corner, sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. That was
Coach Shanefeld.
Coach Shanefeld out there and Glenn, and yeah, they got that's the wacky.
Wacky, wild, 13-5A Division 2.
So that's they've got an interesting one tonight with
they'll be playing at Bastrop.
That's the game we're going
to
tonight.
I will be heading straight to Bastrop after that. So Glenn wrapped up the district title last week with a big win over Brenham.
Amazing.
They got the one seed. They get at least a share, but a one seed no matter what. So they got to go down to Bastrop. Now, Bastrop, they're in a battle right now. So let's just describe the standings. You know, so Glenn's in first place at 5-1. You got Brenham and Eastview at 4-2. And then Bastrop, Cedar Creek, and Elgin all at 3-3. Only four of these teams are going to go to the playoffs. So Glenn is in, and I'm pretty sure Brenham is in too, regardless. Although they play Weiss, so they're not going to lose to Weiss. And then Eastview, Bastrop, Cedar Creek, Elgin. I mean, there's a lot of situations in play right there. If Bastrop wins and Eastview wins, Bastrop will clinch that final playoff spot. So Bastrop's got to win this game. No matter, they know going into this game, they can't lose. They lose, it's over.
And that puts them in third.
Yeah. That'll put them in a tie. That'll put them in a tie for third with that'll put them in fourth because they need Eastview to beat Elgin, if I remember right. Elgin, meanwhile, plays Eastview. Eastview is also they just got to win and they're in. Mm-hmm. And then if Elgin wins, they'll need some help. And then you also got Marble Falls and Cedar Creek. Cedar Creek could still sneak into this thing somehow. They got to have everything break their way. They got to beat Marble Falls and then have Elgin and Bastrop both lose, which is entirely possible, actually.
But Leander Glenn starting the win streak against McCallum that week. I was covering that game, and they rattled off some really, really good offense this year.
I saw them for the first time last week, and they were just an excellent physical football team. They had four different rushers go for at least 60 yards in the win against Brenham. Lamont Slade, Julian Morris, Shamir Nichols, and Roderick Stubblefield. And, you know, they jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead without even attempting an official pass. They did have one pass attempt, but it was incomplete, but it was defensive pass interference, so it doesn't actually go down as a pass attempt in the scorebook. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean, two quick touchdown drives where they just pounded the ball down Brenham's throat, and that's not something that you usually do to the Brenham Cubs. Meanwhile, defensively, they held Brenham to 191 yards on 50 plays for 3.8 yards per play, forced five three-and-outs in the first three quarters, and the fourth quarter got two key turnovers to put the game away. Just a great performance from a Glenn team, their first year of varsity football. I mean, obviously, I just laid out the playoff scenario with you, but even on Glenn, their first year of varsity football winning district, that's it. You know, that's crazy
that's
enough.
That's the story in that district this season.
Meanwhile, Bastrop, you know, they got to win this game. They've lost two in a row on the road by less than a touchdown. Brenham and Elgin were the teams that defeated them in those two games. They held the fourth quarter lead against Brenham and a second half lead against Elgin, but they just couldn't hold on. They're going to run the ball. You know, Jaquay Critton, he's been amazing this year. In district play, in six games, he has 1,019 yards and 11 touchdowns. That's good for 170 yards per game, 6 yards per carry, roughly two touchdowns per game. And in the loss to Elgin last week, he went for 235 and three scores. Still couldn't win that game. So, you know, you got to have more than one player. You can't just depend on a running back nowadays.
No.
Defensively, they got Simeon Thompson on the line. He's got 13 tackles for a loss and four sacks. And then Faison Madison, the secondary, with four interceptions. That kid's a junior. So Bastrop, again, they're going to run the ball with Creighton. If Glenn can find a way to slow down that run game, you know, that's what they're going to do. But it's going to be old school football.
Any idea what Glenn's given up on the defense is giving up at all?
Game? They've only given up 104 points in district play. So you know that's roughly 17 points
yeah.
per game
under
in district
20.
Play.
Keeping
yeah.
them under 20.
Yeah, they have they actually, though they don't have the best defense in the district. Now here's interesting, shifting to a different game in that league that has big playoff implications, Elgin and Eastview. So Glenn's in first place, but you'd be surprised that Eastview, statistically, has the best offense and the best defense in the district by scoring. They lead the district
right?
in points per game with 36.8 and lead in points allowed per game with 16.8. And we've talked about the running back Zion Hester. He has 1,284 yards and 14 touchdowns.
Stud.
But they also have a very efficient quarterback in Jackson Colson. He's completed 70% of his passes, 185 yards per game, 22 touchdowns, 6 picks, and a big play wide receiver in Devon Little. He's got 54 catches for 801 yards and 12 touchdowns. And you look at the schedule, man, Eastview, they could be a real sleeper when we get in the playoffs, man. All their district wins were by 20 points or more. So every district win, they blew the pants off who they were playing. Hmm. And their two losses were by a combined 4 points. And in both games, they held double-digit leads in the second half.
So what teams would they face in Region 4 that would put them – do you have any idea where they would match up against in the next week?
Yeah, well, they would match up – who I got them matching up with? I don't have that in front of me right now.
No, that's fine. I was just curious because I haven't looked that far ahead in that district. But Eastview playing well this year in that district with that whole new realignment. They don't have to play Hutto and Georgetown anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Again, the 5A split was a big thing for a lot of these schools in 5A Division II. They were playing teams that had a sizable advantage in against them in enrollment. So good deal for them. And so they'll be playing. Sorry, I misspoke earlier. They'll be playing the Tyvee Medina Valley Bernie Champion district
in that first round.
Yes.
Okay. Rick called from IHS Fan earlier. He had that comment on that Temple game, which is kind of what did Rick tell me?
Oh yeah, so yeah. Messages. I mean the big story in high school football this week has kind of been the situation we got just a little bit north of us in the Super Centex region where Temple going into the final game of the season is better off losing their final game of the season than winning. So,
because if they win, they play 9-0.
Longview. Yeah.
On the road.
Who's top 10 in the state. And if they lose, they play Mesquite Horn. So they're playing Copperas Cove this week. And the deal is if they beat Copperas Cove, Colleen Ellison will sneak into the playoffs, which will knock Waco Midway down from Division 1 to Division 2. Waco Midway is tops in that district right now, which will knock Temple down from the 1 seed in Division 2 to the 2 seed in Division 2. So, but if they lose to Copperas Cove, then Copperas Cove makes the playoffs, and Temple would be the number 1 seed in Division 2 because Midway would then be a Division 1 school, and Copperas Cove would be Division 2. So it's been the big talk of what do you do if you're Temple? What do you do?
Rick texted me a little while ago, making us aware of this game before we went on. Rick Epstein, IHS Fan Magazine, and he says, "I'd play my JV team."
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. I've heard a lot of that. Yeah, honestly, the thing is you got to play the long game, man. You got to play the long game. You know, I've heard it both ways, and I understand both ways. I hear some guys saying, you don't play to lose, man. But it's not like you go out there and you try to lose. You just play your second stringers, your JV, and you tell them to win the game. You know, you give your starters some rest. And but in the end, it's just such a huge difference. You know, they're playing on the road. You know, you don't have to play. You have to play on Longview's not that close. Longview's pretty far away. You know, like that's a tough thing, man. I mean, here's my other idea, and I told you this before the show, as to be completely unethical and something that they cannot do.
What?
Which would be to call Colleen Ellison and say, name your price.
How much? We want new AstroTurf on our field.
What are you going to pay us to win this game?
We'd like a new AstroTurf on our stadium.
Because Ellison, you know, they need Temple to win that game to make the playoffs, and it just stinks to have a team purposely lose that gets you, that knocks you out. You know, that's just.
I don't think these coaches do coach that way, but I don't know. That's a
I just don't know what you do, man. I really don't. Like, if your goal is to win a state championship, you know, then yeah, you should lose.
No, you win. You win. You win every week.
Are you bribed them? Are you bribed Colleen Ellison?
All right, we got to mention briefly just Westlake's got Bowie tonight.
Yes, big game, man. I love when Westlake plays Bowie.
Those two are...
They've been playing pretty much ever since Bowie...
They don't like each other.
No, yeah, it's a rivalry. You know, this is interesting. You know, we talked about the Westlake-Austin High game earlier this season, and how when they switched districts, they stopped playing.
That's right.
But Westlake didn't stop playing Bowie. You know, Bowie's the AISD school that has kind of given Westlake the most problems over the last 10 or so years. In fact, Bowie has won 4 of the last 11 meetings since winning their first game against Westlake in 2007. They also beat them back-to-back in 2013 and 2014. So that was a game. You know, Westlake respects Bowie. You know, you don't continue that matchup if you don't respect the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Coach Abels and...
They play tough, smart football. They also got Elijah Higgins back now, the star wide receiver.
Oh, wow.
Who missed the first 6-7 games of the year. He's back. He had 100 yards rushing against Austin High. They had him playing the Wildcat. And had him doing things out of that. He's an excellent athlete, and we're going to see him play at the next level. I mean, Stanford, Texas, a lot of big schools are in his wheelhouse. But, you know, while Bowie got some good news on the injury front recently, Westlake got some really bad news. Starting center Blake Webster out for the season with a knee injury. He was their lone returning starter on the offensive line going into that year. And, you know, the center is a really important position. Those guys, got to be really smart and intelligent. They're the ones calling out the protections. You know, they're kind of the quarterback of the offensive line, to say, getting everyone right and everything like that. So it's a big, big injury right for the playoffs for Westlake. So this game, from a playoff seeding, it doesn't mean anything. You know, Bowie will be the two seed in 6A Division II for District 25. Westlake will be the one seed for 6A District 25. But there's still pride in the line. You know, when you're Westlake, you don't want to lose to Bowie. You know, you don't like losing to Bowie, all right? And if you're Bowie, you love being Westlake, man. Oh.
Well, where does Lake Travis rank in that district for?
Well, they're going Division I, so they're the one seed in Division I.
So they are still a one seed in Division I then.
Yes.
So that's good for Lake Travis Cavaliers. This month's issue of Texas Sports Monthly, if you haven't picked one up, Taylor Anderson diving
Tay-Tay
over Lake Travis defenders on the cover. So chaps flying high in the November issue of Texas Sports Monthly, and they're looking good this year.
I was in the press box for the Westlake-Lake Travis game last year with a bunch of the Feather Duster kids. The Feather Duster is the school paper for Westlake, and they were calling Taylor Anderson Tay-Tay the entire game. So I was meaning to bring that nickname here on the show. I'm finally doing it. Tay-Tay Anderson. Let's go, Tay-Tay.
Well, Tay-Tay is part of our Player of the Week, this segment that's coming up here in this next break. Sponsored by a new sponsor of the show, G10 Academy. Those guys got a facility out there, Steve, that's got a 45-yard field in the back of this unsuspecting little area where they train and do. Taylor worked out there. A lot of the Westlake guys are tuned up there in the off season at G10 Academy. So our break, our break here
Should I go there? Do I need to go there? I need to work on my
speed.
We could probably go in there.
G10 Academy. And work out with those guys, but we'll go into our break here in a second, and then that's Taylor Anderson was our player of the week, so that's brought to you by the G10 Academy. And then what do we got coming up here after that on the Friday night countdown? We'll talk a little Longhorn football,
College football, Texas Tech, Lubbock time, baby. We can talk about this is the 10-year anniversary of the Texas Tech game. We're talking about going the time machine.
We'll go to the time machine in the third break tonight. Steve, the Lubbock Texas Tech Raider, so against my Longhorns. So we'll go a 10-year flashback on that, and that, of course, is talking about the 08 team.
What do you remember about that? Where were you?
I was publishing. I had a show on iHeartRadio in Weslaco at that time. I lived in McAllen. I was publishing another publication down there in the valley, and I had a talk show down there on 1700 AM there in Weslaco, another iHeart affiliate down there at that time. But I was just dumbfounded with that loss to that night game. I don't like playing the Raiders at night, man, up there.
No, yeah, Jones AT&T Stadium, most days not that special, but when it's night and it's Texas, oh, man. those Red Raiders love playing Texas. You know, they kind of got that big brother, little brother syndrome there, you know, where Texas doesn't really look at Texas Tech as a rival.
No,
but Texas Tech, oh, man. For the Texas game and the Texas A&M games, those are the two games every year where, you know, there'd be a line to get tickets and everything. Unfortunately, Aggies decide to leave for the SEC.
Well, there was a while back there where the Raiders wanted to be the in-state rivalry since we had lost, you know, the...
Yeah, that was the Thanksgiving game, yeah.
Well, yeah, the Thanksgiving game we had with...
Down to Austin.
So we... But Longhorns don't give them that in-state rivalry
respect. No, they don't. Yeah, it is what it is.
They just don't do that. So... But we'll go to our break, I guess, and then what's coming up is a little bit of that. Lake Travis, who do they got tonight?
That's Lake Travis plays someone not that.
Oh, here it is. Oh, Del Valle.
Del Valle. No, they play Anderson.
Oh, no, Anderson, that's right. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there, but.
You got some country music here?
Well, it's Friday night, and I thought, you know, this I plugged this in some time back, but
let's do it.
Yeah, this is Friday night.
Back in Lubbock.
All right, 1300 The Zone. This is the Friday Night Countdown. We'll be back on the other side. Our player of the week, Taylor Anderson of Westlake, brought to you by G10 Academy. We'll be right back.
Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Mr. Tramp Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for college game day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing "Come On, You Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com. G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented, science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy. Train like a champion today.
The Player of the Week is sponsored by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
Taylor Anderson, quarterback, Westlake football.
Some might say you don't actually look like the Westlake quarterback. I found you listed as 5'10", 175, and I know you're not the biggest guy in the quarterback room. How are you able to be so effective despite your small stature? And do those comments motivate you at all?
They do, for sure. I like hearing comments like that because I've heard it for 3 years now being on varsity. And I think they might have been right about me a little bit sophomore year when I got thrown into a position that I wasn't ready for necessarily, but I think that helped me going into junior and senior year, and I mean, it definitely motivates me to play better.
It is well known that y'all have one of the best defenses in the state, just ask Lake Travis. What's it like practicing against these guys on a daily basis? How do they help you prepare for the challenge you face on Friday night?
Well, if you look at our offense, if you watch any tape from our spring game, our defense absolutely dominated us, and you know, I mean, I'm glad that happened. It sucked at the time for those 4 weeks of spring football, but coming into August and playing our first game, it definitely helped us out.
Coach Dodge is well known for his acumen in coaching quarterbacks. He coached a string of great ones, South Lake Carroll, and of course had Sam Ellinger here at Westlake. What is Coach Dodge like in the film room, and how would you describe his style?
Accuracy is his biggest thing. Paying attention and being a leader, that's his three things, and I think he's done a really good job of all three of us right now, me, Drew, and Kirkland. And, you know, just learning, being with Sam for 1 year was a big deal. I mean, he taught me a lot, and I learned a lot from him.
Y'all beat Lake Travis for the second straight time this year, and you had another big game with 300 total yards. How did it feel to help lead your team to another win against your rival, especially considering the recent history Westlake had against Lake Travis for 10 straight losses?
Felt good. I think last year we set a little bit of a standard, and I didn't think we played very well at all that game. And we came back with a little fire on us, on our offense at least, because our defense, I mean, they won that game for us last year. And I think, both sides, we played pretty good potential of what we can do later on in the season. And, it's definitely good to start the streak again.
Taylor Anderson, quarterback, Westlake football.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Good stuff there with Taylor Anderson, Westlake. Kid's a stud, man.
Tay-Tay.
They called him Tay-Tay in the newspaper season.
That's what they did. That's what the kids in the press box kept on saying. Go Tay-Tay, go Tay-Tay.
We're ticking off fans. They're ticking him off over there, maybe. I don't know if he likes Tay-Tay or not.
But, why wouldn't you like Tay-Tay?
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, why not?
I like Tay-Tay.
You call me Steesty.
You can call me Rara. Well, G10 Academy, a new sponsor on that segment there, and they've got some legends over there that have trained at G10 Academy. Max Mangum of Harvard, Bailey Holly and Brooke Holly, both at Texas State.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they run track over there, those girls. Kaylin Granson, SMU. That's Coach Granson's son. Reed Klubnik at Yale, Taylor Flottery at Colgate University. Barrett Chambers, University of Texas, Joe Hieronymus, Texas.
Soon to be YMC All-Stars, Russell Dowden and Stephen Ryan. Oh, Andrew Boykin. I play basketball with that guy.
Yeah, Andrew Boykin, Texas A&M.
Yeah, he plays my pickup game. He's good. He's good.
So some athletes trained over there at G10 Academy. So check those guys out at g10academy.com. Coach Granson and those guys doing good stuff over there for Westlake and that community out there. But good stuff. Anyhow, Westlake is probably going to have a good time with this game tonight over Bowie, but that's always a great matchup, like you said.
Yeah, again, you know, Bowie, though, so they got Elijah Higgins back, but Trinidad Sanders, their quarterback, he went down Lake Travis game and has been out for the year, and their passing game, it just has not really been the same. Evan Mallett kind of took over the reins there, but going up against a Westlake defense like Westlake, ooh, boy, man, you got to be two-dimensional to play the Shaps.
They got a challenge with that center being out.
Yeah.
But... They'll get over that. They'll figure that out.
No, this is going to be a good game. Abels is going to be prepared, and hopefully Westlake, you know, you gotta wonder.
If anybody knows Westlake, it's Coach Abels.
Yeah, and is Westlake looking ahead? Because, again, this game has nothing for their playoffs position.
That's true.
They're set as far as the playoffs goes. So hopefully Coach Dodge still has those kids focused and treating this game like a real game and not looking. This is an easy one to look ahead on. A very easy one. Mm-hmm. And Bowie's not a team you can look ahead against.
No, Coach Abel's very familiar with the Westlake Chaparrals. What was it? The playoff matchup 13?
Yeah, I messed up. So I said the Seguin Dripping Springs LBJ District. I messed up on that. They are going up against the Hutto, Cedar Park, Georgetown, Manor District.
Those four guys.
That'll be an Austin battle between those two districts. That is District 11-5A Division 1 and 12-5A Division 1.
Okay.
So Dripping Springs will host a home playoff game against either Cedar Park, Georgetown, or Manor, and that's the game I'm really looking forward to, because A, I get Catfish, I already said that already, but B, it's going to be a good game, because that's a very strong district in 11-5A Division 1. I think many would say one of, if not the toughest in the state, and so Dripping Springs will have a good matchup there. And then, so it's the Glen District 5A, 13-5A Division 2 that plays the Tyvee Bernie champion Medina Valley.
Yeah, that's what we've been calling the wacky district all year.
Big mistake there, my bad.
No, that's all right. Good. So we just want to make sure we got that corrected, and I'm glad you noticed that during the break. Good stuff, Friday night football. It's starting to feel like football, Steve. I mean, you know, in Texas here in Austin, we don't get – you know, we don't get that football feel weather like the rest of the country gets in October. We don't get it till mid-November.
I'd prefer it if we never got it, personally.
I like
cold weather.
I love it this time of year. It's not cold. It's long-sleeve weather, you know?
Exactly.
It's okay.
I don't want to wear long sleeves. T-shirts, basketball shorts, and flip-flops all day long, baby.
Well,
all day,
I love this time of year. It reminds me of football season, growing up playing football in Austin.
Hey, but you know what? It may be cold here. It's going to be a lot colder in Lubbock, though. 30-degree wind chill expected tomorrow night.
All right,
for the Texas
you
Tech,
see
Texas
now
game.
He's you see his segue there. He's going. You see that, Eric? He's segueing right into.
We should be segueing it.
Into,
big game.
All right,
big
let's
game.
Let's talk about your our rivalry our, with the Longhorns and the Red
Raiders. Here's the thing: I'm not that confident in the Red Raiders this week. We're banged up. We're real banged up. I mean, Alan Bowman, the freshman quarterback that was having a great season, his lung, he had a punctured lung or a partially collapsed lung that he suffered against West Virginia, came back. Reignited the injury last week. He's not going to play. I don't have a lot of faith in Jet Duffy. I mean, he's an athlete. He can run around.
I commented on that earlier on the website.
He's not a very good passer. I'm sorry. He just doesn't dissect defense as well. He's not very accurate. He's just not the air raid quarterbacks you're used to seeing. And hopefully he just plays a really good game.
He's a wiggly guy, though. He'll run around in there and run for his life.
We'll
see. And here's chased by Hager and those guys.
Well, here's the funny thing about Jet Duffy, people forget. He was actually the projected starter in the spring. If you go back and read all the preseason magazines, everyone thought Jet Duffy was going to be the starter. But he had such a bad spring and fall camp that he got demoted to third string. Apparently, he couldn't stop throwing interceptions. So, you know, like that's really...
That's a problem.
Yeah, when you get demoted from first to third string in the matter of the offseason, that is a troubling thing. And then, you know, defensively, too, we've been talking about how Texas Tech's playing better defense than usual this year, but Dakota Allen, our best player, a guy who some are projecting to be a first-round pick at linebacker, he's hurt right now. Don't know what his status is for Saturday. Texas Tech is very secretive when it comes
to injuries. Well, Colin Johnson's got an injury.
Colin Johnson got an injury, Inside Texas
reported early in the week. We'll see those injury reports come out early
tomorrow. That's how it goes in November. You know what I mean? Football's a physical sport. Everyone's playing hurt at this time of the year. But for Texas Tech, I just hate that. It's Bowman and Dakota Allen. It was the offensive line got a little banged up last week, too, you know, which the run game hasn't been there. I don't got a good feeling, man. But, you know, it's been 10 years since that one game in 2008, man. Hopefully we can bring back the demons.
We're not going back in the time machine, are
no!
we?
No!
No! Do it!
Oh, my God, that game.
All right, so 10 years ago, Texas on the road.
In Lubbock. So I was a junior at Texas Tech, 20 years old. And what you have to understand about Texas Tech here is that, you know, our tradition, we don't necessarily have the greatest football tradition. We don't have a terrible football tradition. It's not like Vanderbilt or anything like that. But our last conference championship was 1994, and that was really by technicality. We four-way shared the Southwest Conference title because A&M was ineligible, even though they went undefeated. I believe we shared with Baylor, Rice, and
Texas. Y'all had some good years with Leak, though.
With Leak, okay, yeah, I'm getting to that. And, but before that, our last legitimate conference title that I'll count was 1976.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That far
again,
back.
Yeah, yeah. But again, Spike Dykes came in 86, and he brought the program. He won a lot of games against Texas and Texas A&M. Unfortunately, lost some games he shouldn't have lost. Then Leach came in, and he started bringing back respectability. But going into 2008, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we know who we are. Most Texas Tech fans, the real Texas Tech fans know who we are.
They were who we thought they were.
But going in 2008, it was one of those things where it was like, all right, if it's ever going to be Texas Tech's year, this is the year. We returned 10 starters on offense, including Graham Harrell, Michael Crabtree, the entire offensive line, which does not get enough credit. Everyone always talks about Harrell and Crabtree.
This is 2008.
This is 2008. But I'm going to – Luis Vazquez, Rylan Reed, Stephen Hamby, Marlon Wynn, Brandon Carter. The Great Wall of Lubbock, as Brent Musburger called them in that game. If I remember right, they'd allowed only 3 sacks going into that game. Through 8 games that year, with Texas Tech throwing the ball 50 times a game, only allowed 3 sacks going into the UT game. The defense returned 8 starters and had improved greatly over the second half of 2007 when we promoted Ruffin McNeil. We fired Lyle Cintanich after a disastrous game against Oklahoma State, where Graham Harrell threw for 646 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no picks, and we freaking lost. Ruffin McNeil came in, and the defense started playing respectable. He's actually the guy now that's DCing for OU right now. OU hired Mike Stoops and Ruffin McNeil. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we knew that was the year, and also the schedule set up perfectly. You know, we played our typical Mike Leach non-conference schedule of 3 high schools. I think it was Amarillo High, Midland Lee, and Abilene Cooper were our non-conference games that year. And then the way the schedule set up, our only ranked opponent was Kansas coming off the Orange Bowl win, and we just spanked Kansas through for the Texas game, beating 63-21. And so we came to that game, we knew. And the whole week, it was just crazy. I remember they were camping out outside the stadium, and, you know, my friend, my current roommate, actually, who was a good friend from high school, he's not a football fan at all. But he calls me on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday night that weekend. Steve, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, just sitting home. He's like, dude, you gotta
make tortillas.
You gotta get down to the stadium, dude. Everyone's partying, man. Because basically, everyone been camping out, and people just started bringing alcohol and stuff, and people were just getting trashed outside
that
the
night
stadium
game, man.
On campus.
That night game,
and the game was crazy. You know, we had that safety on the first defensive play of the game for Texas Tech, and then the game-winning touchdown, just unbelievable
with Crabtree
game,
on that
man.
Win. That was a big win for Tech, and that's what scares Longhorn fans about those night games over there. It's suspect, you know. We don't know where
it was, you know. Jones was crazy that night, dude. I remember it was the night for Halloween too. Halloween was the night before, and
so people were still dressing up.
People were dressed up, and they had the scary Joker faces going, you know, from Batman. It was wild, man. But hopefully we can get that hopefully we get that magic for most of our listeners. Hopefully
we'll get that same feeling. But hopefully it's a win for the Horns. A much-needed Longhorn win.
Road team has won this matchup each of the last 4 years.
Longhorns need some help in that conference, even with a win over the Red Raiders tonight, this weekend. So, good stuff. What a great show. Thanks to our new sponsor, G10 Academy. Also, Dirty Martin's Burgers. All you guys that have supported the show this year, I want to appreciate everybody. Robert's Power Wash, all of you guys. Anyway, hey, you got a game tonight to cover.
Yes, I got to go.
Yeah, you're going to get out of here. We both got to get out of here. So we're going to kick this off to the Westlake chat crew, Joe Taylor and those guys. Y'all have a great weekend. Good luck, Texas. It's a Friday night countdown. We'll see you guys next week.
Got Google? Just say, okay, Google, play AM 1300 The Zone on iHeartRadio.
Playing 1300 The Zone.
The Friday night countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926.
Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches' interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas high school football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Mr. Tramp Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for college game day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing "Come On, You Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com.